Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. Thank you for tuning in today. We have sports with Seth Connors and we have a few very important stories for you. I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app as it has more stories and content not covered in this newscast. And now on to the news, but first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
All right, and on to the news, but thank you from our awesome sponsors. So it looks like on August 4th, the fees to national parks, including Death Valley and all other national parks, are going to be waived. This is the third anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, the GAOA, which is making a huge difference in the enjoyment and protection of the national parks and other public lands. Now, the proposed fiscal year 2024 GAOA project for Death Valley National Park is going to provide a multi-million dollar project to rehabilitate the waste and water systems in Furnace Creek and Cow Creek. The water systems will provide drinking water for 1.7 million park visitors and approximately 800 residents, including the Timbisha Shoshone Village and the National Park Service employees and the Oasis at the Death Valley employees. That's a resort there. GAOA's National Park and Public Lands Legacy Restoration Fund is part of the concerted effort to address the extensive maintenance and repair backlog in national parks. Now, I used to work for Golden Gate National Recreation Area as a media specialist, and I saw the maintenance backlog for GGNRA, and it was up to $1.8 billion of backlog. It's supported by revenue from the energy development. The fund provides $1.3 billion per year for 5 years to the National Park Service to making significant enhancements. This is very good news. So, but the moral of the story, it's a celebration on August 4th. You can go into any national park for free. I suggest you do so. And definitely before you do, plan your trip. It's going to be hot on August 4th. Another 100 degree day in the Bishop Eastern Sierra areas that are in elevation. Plan your trip, be safe, and also check in with the Caltrans app to see about traffic, because it's going to be a very busy day. I mean, the park entrance fees are waived, and we all know our national parks are very much inundated at this time of year. All right, and we got the month of August in Eastern Sierra Pride happenings. There's a Bishop meetup at the Mountain Rambler Brewery. That's on Monday, August 7th, 2023, from 6 to 8 p.m. We got the Queer Readers Book Club. It's going to be at the Library of the Unwritten. Oh, that's the book. It's by A.J. Hackwith. It's at Mammoth Lakes Public Library from 6 to 7 on August 9th. There's a Mammoth meetup at the Warming Hut, Wednesday, August 16th, 2023, from 6 to 8 p.m. There's a Bishop meetup at Coffee Church, the Indie Roasting Company, every Sunday, 8 a.m. to noon. And all right, we have a huge project in Inyo County. It's called the Indian Wells Pipeline Project. And the Inyo County encouraged its constituents to provide input on the Indian Wells Valley Groundwater Authority's IWVGA Water Import Pipeline Project in Eastern Kern County. Inyo County is a founding member of the IWVGA, a joint powers authority, and supports IWVGA Water Import Pipeline Project as it's currently proposed. So let's go make comments on what we think about this project and learn details about it. The meetings will be held in person with an option for virtual attendance on the following dates. August 22nd, 2023, it's going to be at the Kerr McGee Community Center. That's on 100 West California Ave. It's in Ridgecrest, California, 93555. The Zoom webinar is on the Eastern Sierra Now website. There's another meetup on August 23, 2023. It's at the Kerr McGee Community Center, 100 West California, Ridgecrest, CA 93555. On August 24th, it's at the California City Branch Library. That's on 9507 California City Boulevard, California City, California, 93505. And the Zoom webinar is on EasternSierraNow.com. Just click on the article that says public comment sought for Indian Wells Project Pipeline. All right. And with that, we're going to move it over to sports with Seth Connors. All right, Seth, let's hear all about the biggest and the best. Take it away, Seth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. Lance Lynn made his Dodger debut last night against the Oakland A's. Acquired last week in a trade with the White Sox, the 36-year-old former first-rounder was looking for a fresh start with the front-running Dodgers. For one of the more consistent starters in baseball over the last decade, Lynn was easily having his worst year as a pro. He came into last night's game with a 6-9 record and an unsavory 6.47 ERA over his first 21 starts. But all is new. The 6'5 righty now has a top-flight defense. He now has run support. He now has an organization behind him that knows how to win ball games. All that said, he must have been feeling some pressure coming into this one after enduring such a shaky campaign up to now. But Lynn came in throwing strikes from the get-go as he retired the first six batters. Then in the fourth, the Dodgers came alive after Lynn's counterpart, A's starter Ken Waldichuk, beaned James Outman with the bases loaded to bring in the game's first run. The next batter, newly reacquired Kiki Hernandez, doubled to clear the bases and give the Dodgers a 4-0 lead. That was all Lynn would need as he pounded the strike zone all night, needing just 93 pitches, 63 of them for strikes to go 7 innings and give the Dodgers what they needed, en route to a 7-3 victory. Mookie Betts was 2-for-5 with a homer, and Freddie Freeman continues to mash the baseball. He was 4-for-5 last night, raising his batting average to .334 on the year. The Dodgers, still clinging to a 2.5-game lead over the Giants in the West, will host the Athletics again tonight. Tony Gonsolin, who has been a bit of a disappointment this year for the Dodgers, has given up at least 4 runs in 6 of his last 7 starts. He'll pitch for the Dodgers. Rookie Hogan Harris will toe the rubber for the A's. First pitch is at 7:10. As school approaches in the Eastern Sierra, high school sports will start to consume a big chunk of my airplay. But until then, I would like to continue to talk more about tournament-style fundraisers, even if it's just a quick mention. That being stated, Bishop Country Club will host a golf fundraiser with Bishop Little League. It's on August 12th, and it's aptly being called the Bishop Little League Invitational. But you don't need an invite to play. You just need $75 if you're a BCC member, or $100 for non-members. It's a four-man scramble, check-ins at 8 o'clock with a shotgun start at 9. This is the first annual for this event, and I really hope it's a success so it can happen again in the future. League President Cody Kaufman and his Little League board have a lot of really fresh ideas, and I do believe the league is continuing down a bright path. Kudos to those guys. And that's a quick look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.
Alrighty then. Thank you, Seth Connors. That was great. That's the end of the newscast. Thank you for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News. Go ahead and download the Eastern Sierra Now app because it's amazing. It's just great. There's tons of content that we don't cover here. I'd like to thank you for tuning into the news again, and I'll be back tomorrow. Byron out.